coming, Mother!
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
And now for the Aldrich Family, with Dick Jones as Henry and Jackie Kelk as Homer. There's one secret a teenage boy like Henry Aldrich never knows. The troubles he can get into are familiar to all grown-ups. His mishaps of today are his memories of tomorrow. The scene opens at the Centerville Railroad Station.
Homer, look at her. Look at her.
Oh, boy, is she good-looking. Oh, boy, Henry.
Not so loud, Homer. Look at her. She must be coming to visit the Clarks.
Oh, boy, Henry. What do you suppose her name is?
How should I know what her name is? She's kissing Charlie Clark's mother.
Oh, boy.
And now she's kissing Charlie's father.
Oh, boy.
And now she's shaking hands with Charlie.
Oh.
Listen, Homer, close your mouth.
Look, Henry, they're putting her in the car and driving off with her. Where do you suppose they're going?
Up to Charlie's house. And look, she dropped something, Homer. Come on, let's see what it is.
Hey, Charlie, your friend dropped something. Hey, Charlie, come back.
Here it is. It's an envelope.
An envelope? Is it for me?
No, Homer. It's got a name on it. Miss Dorothy Hopkins.
Dorothy Hopkins? Do you suppose that's her name? Is there anything in the envelope?
No. And listen, give me that.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to keep it. Boy, I haven't seen a girl that good looking all winter.
Come on, Henry. This next block down there is where Charlie Clark lives.
Boy, wait till I ever ask Charlie to do me a favor again. You just wait, Homer.
Did he hang up when you asked him if you could meet Dorothy?
Sure he did. Look out. I'm going to start limping.
Henry, that's no way to do it. You mean you're just going to limp in and meet Dorothy?
Why not?
Gee whiz, Henry, you've got to do it right. You've got to fall down right in front of the Clark's house.
I have?
Sure.
You mean just walk along and then all of a sudden fall down?
No, you start running, see? And then I'll trip you and then I'll carry you in.
Now listen, Homer, I'm not going to do anything like that. I can fall down without your helping me. Come on, we'll just be jogging along.
Okay, and just as you fall, Henry, be laughing.
Well, here I go, Homer.
Now listen, Henry, what did you do this to me for?
Did you fall down too, Homer?
I can't get up.
Homer, you didn't fall any harder than I did. Now come on over here and pick me up.
Boy, I think I broke my arm.
Oh, no, you didn't. I know you, Homer. You're just trying to get Dorothy's sympathy. Now come on. I've got to lie here until you pick me up.
Well, hold up your head so I can get a hold of you.
Easy now, Homer. Easy.
Why, you didn't hurt yourself.
That doesn't make any difference. Is anyone looking out the window yet?
Henry, stop trying to show off and give me some cooperation. Boy, are you heavy.
Well, help me up the steps. And don't forget, as soon as she gets me straightened out on the sofa, you're to say you've got to beat it home and get me some rubbing liniment.
Oh, no, I don't. I stay right there with you. I don't trust you.
Homer, someone's coming to the door.
They are?
Listen, Homer, what'd you drop me for?
Hello there, boys. What's going on here?
Oh, hello, Mr. Clark.
Oh, Henry, what are you lying there on the porch for?
Why, I tell you, Mr. Clark, Homer, I mean, well, I just fell down. Didn't anyone see me out the window?
Oh, no. Did you hurt yourself?
Well, just as soon as I get in on the sofa, Mr. Clark, I think I'll be all right.
Well, if you've hurt your leg pretty bad, you just put your arm around my shoulder and let me lead you.
Gee, that'd be swell, Mr. Clark.
All right, here we go.
But, Mr. Clark, we're going down the steps.
That's right. I've got my car out here, and I was just on my way downtown anyhow.
But, Mr. Clark, we were on our way inside.
Oh, Homer, you get around the other side of Henry.
Yes, sir. But where are we going?
Down to the hospital. I'll have him there in 2 minutes.
To the hospital?
Listen, Henry, I'm going home.
Homer, what'd you drop me again for?
Home?
Sure, I'm home, Homer. Who sent you over here?
Nobody. I just thought I'd come over and see how... Listen, Henry, what happened at the hospital?
Nothing, Homer, nothing at all.
Well, what'd they do to you?
They didn't do anything. While Mr. Clark was trying to get someone to take care of me, I sneaked out and ran home.
Gee whiz. And he doesn't know where you are?
No. How could he?
Well, listen, Henry, you know that envelope of Dorothy's you picked up?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we call her up and tell her we found it?
Homer, you're crazy. What would she want with an empty envelope? She probably threw it away.
All right, then let's not tell her what it is. We'll just say we've got something of hers, and would she like to have us bring it over? Where's the phone?
Now, wait a minute, Homer. Didn't I see her first? Didn't I pick up the envelope? Isn't this my phone? Hello? Hello, operator?
But, Henry, aren't you crazy about Geraldine Love? Why be a pig in a manger?
Number, please.
Oh, I want Elm 889.
Elm 889.
But gee, Henry, don't you realize I like her, too? And aren't I your friend?
But sure, Homer, of course you are. That's why I'm going to ask Dorothy whether she doesn't have a friend who would like to meet you.
Oh, no, you're not. Every time anybody meets a pretty girl, they say, can't you get a friend someplace for Homer? And boy, what a beating I've taken.
Hello?
Hello, is this Charlie Clark?
Yes, who's this?
Wait, it's just...
Who?
Well, is Miss Dorothy Hopkins visiting you?
Listen, Henry Aldridge, is that you?
Why, yes. Hello, Charlie. I thought I recognized your voice.
What do you want to talk to Dorothy for?
Never mind. I happen to have a very important message for her, and I think she'd like very much to have me give it to her personally.
Oh, is that so? All right, hold the line a second.
You mean you're going to call her? Charlie?
Is he going to, Henry? Is he going to?
Sure he's going to. He can't bluff me, Homer.
I'll say he can. That's the only way to handle Charlie. Just talk right up to him and put him in his place.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that you?
Yes?
Well, gee, I guess you wonder... I'm Henry Aldridge, see, and... Probably Charlie hasn't told you, but... I play center on a basketball team.
Yes, I know.
You know? Is that right? Did you happen to know about the track meet I was in last spring? I didn't win any first, but I got 2/3, and I might have won the pole vault if I hadn't broken my pole.
Yes, I know all about it.
Is that right? Well, I guess I know almost as much about you, too. I saw you downtown this morning.
You did?
Down by the station. And boy, the minute I saw you... Boy.
The station? I wasn't down at the station today.
Sure you were. And you dropped something. Wouldn't you like to have me bring it over?
Is this Henry Aldridge?
Sure. Isn't this Dorothy Hopkins?
No, it's Geraldine Love. How did you know I was over here at Charlie Clark's?
Geraldine? Geraldine, not Dorothy? You're Geraldine Love?
Henry Aldridge, did you think you were talking to Dorothy Hopkins like that?
How'd you get on the phone?
Charlie told me you wanted to speak to me. And if you're that hot up to meet the acquaintance of any girl that happens to come into town... Henry, what have you got up, Dorothy?
Never mind. Just forget the whole thing. Goodbye.
Come on, Henry. Shall we start over?
No, Homer. I think we'd better just drop the whole thing.
Hello, Mr. Aldridge speaking.
Hello, Mr. Aldridge. This is Mr. Clark.
Oh, yes, Mr. Clark. Good morning.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm down at the hospital and I need some advice.
Yes? Have you been in an accident?
Well, no, not exactly that.
Well, whatever it is, I'll be glad to help you out. What's the trouble?
Well, I don't know how to begin. Have you heard from Henry?
From Henry? No. No, why would I hear from him?
Well, I guess I better tell you the whole thing, Mr. Aldridge. I don't want to upset you, but he fell down in front of our house, see?
Yes, and he's over at the hospital?
Well, he was here, but when I stepped out of the receiving room for a minute, he disappeared.
He disappeared? What became of him?
Well, that's what we don't know. I phoned your house a couple of times, and the line was busy, but let me assure you there ain't anything to worry about, Mr. Aldridge. I just think you should know about it.
Yes, of course. Was he able to walk?
Why, yes. Yes, at least I helped him in and out of the car, and nobody saw him leave the hospital, so we think he must still be around here.
Yes, well, I'll be right down there, Mr. Clark. All I have to do is call the courthouse and cancel 2 hearings.
Well, while you're about it, Mr. Aldridge, could you call my secretary and tell her to cancel all my appointments for this morning?
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Clark. I'll be glad to call her.
Now listen, Charlie Clark. Go on, get away from in front of our house.
You make me, Henry, you make me.
Henry, come on, close your window and ignore him.
Homer, stop pulling on my shirt. I know how to handle Charlie. Charlie, I want to tell you something. You're standing out there on my father's front lawn, and he spent a lot of money on grass seed last fall, and if none of it comes up next summer, I'm going to tell him who's the cause of it.
And let me tell you something. What is it you've got that belongs to Dorothy Hopkins?
And why should I tell you?
Because she's my cousin and she told me to come over and get it, that's why.
Is that so? Well, in the first place, I don't even have anything.
Oh, yes, you have. Oh, yes, you have. And what's more, I know what it is.
All right, then what is it? What is it?
Never mind, never mind. But you better throw it down to me right away. And I want to tell you another thing. If it breaks when you throw it, you're responsible.
Is that so? That shows you how much you know.
Hey, Henry, keep him there a second while I go get a glass of water to throw him.
That's an idea, Homer. Only, instead of just a glassful, get a lot.
Henry, for the last time, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. So you want me to throw something down to you, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, come up here under the window so you can really catch it.
Why?
Charlie, I hope you don't think I'm going to throw anything as valuable as this to you way out there and have you miss it.
All right, then I'm standing closer.
That isn't close enough. Come a little closer.
How about this?
Here you are, Henry. Here's the water. Look what I've got it in.
Oh, gee whiz, Homer. What'd you do, fill a bathroom waste basket?
Yeah, but hurry up. I can hardly carry it.
Here, let me have it.
Oh, no, Henry. I can shoot straighter than you can.
Okay, but wait until I tell you to. Oh, Charlie.
Hurry up.
I'm hurrying. I just want to explain one thing. When you see Dorothy, be sure you tell her you asked for it.
Stand back, Henry.
Henry?
Oh, gee whiz, Mother, is that you down there?
Henry, look out.
Homer, don't throw it.
What are you doing up in that window, Henry?
Oh, I'm just getting some fresh air, Mother. I'm closing it.
Now, listen, Henry, look what you made me do.
Oh, boy, Homer, you spilled it all over my room.
All over your room? All over myself. Look at it.
Well, don't stand there looking at yourself. Come on, help me mop it up before it leaks through to the living room.
Oh, what'll I mop it up with?
Here, use my pajamas. I've worn them for a week anyhow. Come on.
Is Charlie Clark still out there?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Henry!
Oh, yes, Mother? Is that you downstairs? Hello.
Will you come down here right this minute, please?
Yes, Mother, sure. Do you notice anything leaking? I mean, is everything all right down there?
What?
Homer, what's the idea of mopping up and wringing it right out on the floor again?
I'm trying to get the wastebasket.
Henry!
Yes, Mother. Don't bother to come all the way up here. You save yourself. I'm coming down there.
Then please hurry.
Oh, you mean you want to have a talk with me about something?
Yes, dear, and I want you to sit down here.
Yes, Mother.
I've just been having a talk with Charlie Clark, and to say the least, Henry, I'm surprised.
You're surprised?
Yes, dear. And don't keep looking up at the ceiling. Please look at me and let the ceiling take care of itself.
Oh, excuse me. What did Charlie Clark say?
Now, what do you think he said? He said you stole something that belongs to a cousin of his named Dorothy Hopkins.
He said that? He said I stole something from her?
Yes, dear, and I don't think Charlie would say a thing like that if he didn't have a reason, would he?
But, Mother, I give you my word. I don't steal things. Not from anybody. Remember, the only time I ever stole anything in my life was that pocket full of candy out of a box in your bureau drawer about 5 years ago, and I got caught, and it made me sick. And besides, I didn't like it.
Then, dear, do you know why Charlie said you took something?
Well, all I can say is he's certainly got a powerful imagination.
He told me that what you have of this Dorothy's is extremely valuable.
He said that? He said that?
He certainly did, and he's going all around town saying you stole it. And I'm going to do something about it.
Calling Dr. Weston. Calling Dr. Weston.
Did you have a talk with the nurse, Mr. Aldrich?
I've had a talk with all the nurses. I've just had a talk with a gentleman that's the head of this hospital.
And what did he say?
He said Henry couldn't possibly be here. He's never had anyone disappear in his hospital before.
Well, that's cooperation for you.
Oh, he's doing all he can. And, Mr. Clark, I want you to stop feeling that this is all your fault.
Mr. Aldrich, I don't want to worry you, but I've been thinking. When I first picked Henry up, he was talking about his leg. And maybe it was, but...
But what?
You don't think he could have hit his head, too, do you?
The Aldrich family will be back in just a moment. In the meantime, here's a selection by Alan Roth and the orchestra. Thank you. Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. In his efforts to meet the new girl that's in town, Henry first tried to make out he hurt his leg. Next, he led her to believe that an empty envelope, which he dropped at the station, is really something of considerable value. As the scene opens at Charlie Clark's house, the young lady in question is speaking.
Oh, I don't blame you, Charlie. I agree with you entirely.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, Dorothy.
Charlie, I wonder what it could be of mine that Henry Aldridge has.
You mean you haven't any idea what it is?
I can't think of anything. Unless it could be my wristwatch.
Oh, your wristwatch. You've lost it?
Well, I haven't lost it exactly. I thought I left it at home on my bureau because the catch was broken on the strap.
But it still might be your watch, mightn't it?
Well, tell me, after he refused to throw it out, what did you say?
I said, listen, Henry Aldridge, I don't intend to have any cousin of mine that's as fine a young lady as Dorothy Hopkins is insulted like this.
Oh, really? Then what did he say?
He didn't say anything. He thought I was going to climb up the side of the house and beat him up, so he closed the window.
You scared him? You really did?
Sure I did. I even told his mother on him.
Well, frankly, I don't blame Geraldine Love for getting mad if he's that kind of a boy.
And did you see Geraldine stalk out of here and beat it home? She said she was never going to speak to Henry again.
I know. And did you notice she was sort of mad at me, too? It wasn't my fault he took my watch.
You mean he did take it? I thought you said he didn't take it.
Well, Charlie, the more I think about it, maybe I didn't leave my watch at home. Maybe I did put it on just absentmindedly, and when I got off at the station, that's where I dropped it.
Sure you did. Of course you did.
Who do you suppose that is?
I don't know, but I'd be willing to make a bet as to who it is. It's probably Henry.
Really? Do you think you really scared him into bringing my watch back?
Sure I did. You should have heard me talk to him, Dorothy.
How do you do, Charlie? This is Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, how do you do?
Is your mother in, Charlie?
No, ma'am. She isn't, Mrs. Aldridge.
Are you quite sure?
Yes, ma'am. She got word that my father's down at the hospital, so she went down there.
Oh, really? I didn't know your father had gone to the hospital. I'm terribly sorry to hear it, especially at a time like this.
Did you bring Dorothy's watch over, Mrs. Aldridge?
Her watch?
Yes, ma'am. Didn't Henry confess to you?
You know, Henry, the more I think about it, the more I wonder.
The more you wonder what?
Whether we shouldn't come right out and tell the truth. That all we picked up was an empty envelope with Dorothy's name on it.
Homer, you're crazy. Do you think if we did say that, anybody would believe us?
Why wouldn't they?
You'd say, why did we pick up an empty envelope?
As a matter of fact, why did we?
Don't you remember, Homer? Dorothy's a darn good-looking girl.
I know, Henry, but no girl's worth what we're going through.
That's no way to talk, Homer. I don't mind being persecuted like this for her sake. As a matter of fact, my mother will probably straighten the whole thing out. She's over there right now.
Boy, will she make a fool out of Charlie.
Of course she will. And do you know what I have a good mind to do? I think I'll call at Clark's house, and if Dorothy answers, I'll say, Dorothy, could you deliver a very important message to Charlie, who you may think is a gentleman, but I happen to know a couple of things about him I wouldn't tell no matter how much you paid me, because I'm not the kind that goes around talking about people. Boy, that'll hold him.
Sure. What's the message?
What message? She was there. She is right now. She's calling me, Homer.
I'll answer it, Henry.
Now, listen, Homer. She probably wants to call me and apologize.
But, Henry, why don't you let me answer it and make out you don't want to talk to her?
Why would I do that?
Well, then she'll be all the more sorry she treated you like a dog. Hello?
Hello, is this Elm 303?
Wait, yes, sir.
Homer, is that you?
Yes, sir. Is that you, Father?
It is not. This is Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, excuse me. Did you want me to go home?
Oh, what are you doing over at our house?
Wait, I'm just sitting here reading a good book, Mr. Aldridge.
Where's Mrs. Aldridge?
She's gone over to the Clarks, Mr. Aldridge.
Over to the Clarks? Then she knows about it?
About what?
About Henry.
Oh, you know too?
If she comes in, tell her I'm on my way home. I'm just trying to get in touch with Henry. Goodbye.
He's right here, Mr. Aldridge. Mr. Aldridge?
Does Dorothy want me, Homer?
No, your father's looking for you, and he wants you to come right home.
Now listen, Homer, I am home. Gee whiz.
Then what do you suppose he wants?
Henry?
Yes, Mother? Did you straighten everything out over Charlie's?
I'm afraid I did not. In fact, dear, you and I are going to have one of the most serious talks we've ever had.
What about?
That watch, dear.
That watch? What watch?
That belongs to Dorothy Hopkins, and you won't give back to her.
Why?
Now, dear, I realize you probably don't appreciate how extremely serious this is. But keeping a piece of expensive jewelry, Henry, that belongs to somebody else just as a souvenir is not as funny as you apparently think it is.
But, Mother, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mrs. Aldrich, may I say just one thing?
You may not, Homer. Were you with Henry when he took the watch?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. What watch?
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
May I have a word with you?
Yes, Sam, but please go in the dining room. I want to have a talk with you in there. And, Henry, you're to stay right here.
Yes, Mother. But, Mother...
I don't want to talk to you now.
Listen, Henry, has something happened today that you haven't told me about?
Sam, I'm awfully glad you came home.
No, Alice, I know how upset you must be about Henry, but let's not go all to pieces.
Then you know about Henry?
Of course I know about him. Mr. Clark and I have been downtown working on it all afternoon.
Really?
But everything's going to be all right, Alice. He's reported it to the police.
Sam, the police? Mr. Clark went to the police about it?
I'll admit I didn't know he was going to do it, but sooner or later they'd have known about it anyhow, Alice.
But, dear, it does seem as though you could... My goodness, Sam, do you realize it'll probably even be in the paper?
And what if it is? Don't you think the public should be warned in case they see him?
Dear, I can't believe my own ears.
That's the phone.
I'll answer it. You sit down. You look tired. In fact, you must be tired or you wouldn't have let a thing like this happen.
I am tired.
Well, just as soon as I get through with this, I'll try and get some lunch for you, though personally, I couldn't eat a thing.
I'll answer the phone for you, Mother.
You will? That's for me. I'm in no condition to speak to anyone.
Gee, I'd be glad to do anything that would make you feel better. Hello?
Hello, this is police headquarters. I'm calling about Henry Aldrich.
About who?
Henry Aldrich.
The police? Is that right? How did you... I mean, oh boy.
Henry, did you say police?
Who is this speaking?
Well, look, let me explain how the whole thing happened. I happened to be down by the station this morning, and this darn good-looking girl... I mean, we didn't see anything of a watch. It was just an empty envelope.
A what? What about his head?
What's that?
I thought you said it might be amnesia.
Who? What kind of a watch?
Look, maybe I better come up there and talk with you.
Gee whiz, you don't have to come up here. It was only an empty envelope. Hello? Hello? Oh, gee whiz.
Henry, is that you?
Yes, Father, are you home?
May I ask what you're doing here?
Wait, I was just answering the telephone. I mean, were you looking for me?
Henry, what happened to you?
Wait, here's the whole story, Father. I was going by the Clarks this morning, see?
Yes, and you fell down, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten all about that.
You mean you don't remember what has happened since?
Well, an awful lot has happened. And I think I remember it all, but it doesn't seem to fit together.
And it's all mixed up?
Yes. At least I can't understand it.
Henry, there's someone here that wants to see you.
Is it the police?
No, Henry, it's Dorothy Hopkins.
Who?
And I just wanted to say that I phoned over to Abbott City, and my watch has been home all the time. So you couldn't possibly have it.
I know it. I never said I did.
But you said you had something very valuable of mine.
Well, I did. But it's only valuable to me. I mean, well, you wouldn't even want it. It's only this empty envelope.
My goodness, Henry, where did you find that?
Down at the station.
Well, that's very valuable to me, too. I need that address on the back. That's the address of the boy I'm engaged to.
That you're engaged to?
And I do thank you for saving it for me, Henry. And I'm awfully sorry to have caused so much trouble.
That's all right, Dorothy. It was certainly nice of you to come over, wasn't it, Sam?
What's that? Oh, yes, yes. Alice, may I ask
And
what...
Dorothy, before you go, how is Mr. Clark?
Mr. Clark?
Yes, isn't he down at the hospital?
The hospital? I'm glad you mentioned it. Alice, where's the telephone?
Goodbye, Henry.
So long, Dorothy.
I'm very glad to have met you.
Thanks, and I'm very glad to have met you.
Henry.
Homer, where are you?
I'm under the sofa. Have the police gone?
Just a minute.
him. I got him.
You got who, Homer?
Charlie Clark. He's down at the front door, and I just dumped a bucket of water out on him.
Listen, Homer, I didn't say that was Charlie Clark down there. That's Mr. Clark.
Who?
Henry Ulrich!
Yes, Father, I know what you want. I'm going right to bed. And you can discontinue my allowance for the next 4 weeks.
The Aldrich Family is written by Clifford Goldsmith with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth.
This rebroadcast of the Aldrich Family is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.